الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد We continue reading in the treatise المسائل التي خالف فيها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أهل الجاهلية Those affairs that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he opposed the people of Al-Jahiliyyah with regards to also known as Masail Al-Jahiliyyah the affairs of the days of ignorance in our previous class we had read the introduction the beneficial introduction that the author he had mentioned rahimahullahu ta'ala and he had mentioned a summarization of this affair and mentioned that the most dangerous of all of the issues that the people of Al-Jahiliyyah were upon, the most dangerous and severe of all of those issues of misguidance and deviation that the people of Al-Jahiliyyah was upon, is that the heart will not believe. And that was the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. Is that the heart will not believe, and that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. And as he mentioned, this is from those, the most dangerous of affairs, that the heart will not believe in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thus he will not believe in the Quran, and in turn he will not believe in Allah, and in not believing in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has belied all of the prophets, and he has disbelieved in Allah al-Azim subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is from the worst, and this is the worst of all affairs, and likewise from that is to have deficiency in faith. Is to have deficiency in faith as well, weakness in faith, weakness in belief in that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. And as we know, al-Iman is creed in the heart and statement on the tongue and likewise actions on the body parts. Actions on the body parts. So whenever the faith in the heart is strong and firm, then likewise the statements and the actions, they will be upright and they will be beneficial and good. And they will be beneficial and good, but according to the deficiency of the faith, the strength of the faith in the heart, of that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, will determine the actions, will determine the wellness and the goodness of the actions. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, أَلَا فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ That indeed in the body there is a piece of flesh, that if it is correct and upright, good and wholesome, the whole body will be good and wholesome likewise, upright and correct. But if it is corrupted, then likewise the whole body will be corrupted. And indeed it is the heart. Meaning that it will be upright and correct with the heart, whenever the heart is upright and correct, meaning that the actions they will be upright and good. The actions they will be upright and good. And likewise, if the heart is corrupted, then the actions as well, they will be corrupted accordingly. They will be corrupted accordingly. And likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in the authentic narration of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى سُوَرِكُمْ وَإِلَى سُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ That Allah, He does not look to the shapes of your bodies and nor to your wealth, yani how much you have and the likes like this, but rather he looks into your hearts and to your actions. Into your hearts and to your actions. So this is the place of accountability. The heart, that which is in the hearts from the intentions and that which a person desires and wants and hopes for. And likewise his actions, are they according to that properly? Established any correctly upon that which is pleasing to Allah or not? So to have deficiency in faith and in belief in something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, this is a means for failure in this life and for misery and unhappiness. And complete disbelief in that, waliyadu billah, is a means for total failure and total misery and unhappiness in this life and in the hereafter. I had mentioned in the previous class that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, he had some beneficial words about this particular topic in his work, which is entitled Al-Risala At-Tabukiyya. Al-Risala At-Tabukiyya. It's a brief and short treatise, rahimahullahu ta'ala, but very beneficial. In this work, he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, وَمَنْ تَدَبَّرَ الْعَالَمِ وَالشُّرُورَ الْوَاقِعَ فِيهِ علم أن كل شر في العالم فسببه مخالفة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم الخروج عن طاعته. He said, Rahimahullah, وَمَنْ تَدَبَّرَ الْعَالَمِ. And whoever were to ponder over this world, you need to ponder over this life, وَالشُّرُورَ الْوَاقِعَ فِيهِ, and all of the evil that befalls or that happens in this world. عَلِمَ أَنَّ كُلَّ شَرٍ فِي الْعَالَمِ فَسَبَبُهُ مُخَالَفَةُ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ وَالْخُرُوجُ عَنْ طَاعَتِهِ. He will know. He will know, and from this pondering and reflecting and thinking deeply upon the evils that occur in this life, he will know from that all of the evil in this world, the reason for that is in opposing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reason for that is in opposing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and turning away from his obedience. This is a great statement for one to reflect and to ponder over. And this is what the author he's referring to, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the most dangerous and the worst of the affairs that the people of Jahiliyyah were upon was this issue here of belying the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and denying him and turning away from that which he was upon, and not following him or not believing in him, not taking him as a role model and an example to be followed sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, we remember as well that the author, he mentioned a second affair. If one were to add along with that, the fact that a person, he finds it to be nice or appealing, the ways of the people of Jahiliyyah, then now at this time he's completely lost and complete loss and complete failure and complete failure. So to reflect upon the evils of this life, and everything that happens in this world from evil and from corruption and the likes like this, all of these evils, the reason for that is that a person, he would be in opposition with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would turn away from his obedience. So he says, وَكُلُّ خَيْرٍ فِي الْعَالَمِ فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ بِسَبَبِ طَاعَةِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. In all goodness in this world, then indeed the only reason for that is the obedience of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if a person, he wants to be safe from evil, and he wants to be safe from all of the ways of foulness and corruption, then he must learn the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and learn what it means to believe in him and obey him and to follow him, and then strive against the soul to be upon that way. And if a person wants to likewise have any good from this life, then he must learn the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and implement that. Because we're learning the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will bring about all good for him, and likewise be a means for him to turn away from all evil. Because this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sent with knowledge, beneficial knowledge. He was sent with light and guidance and clarification and the religion of truth and the upright and straight creed and path and methodology and way of life. And it's all good. His way is all good sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the one who abides by that way, he has likewise all good. And the mention of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is raised high in this life and high in the hereafter. And likewise, those who hold fast to his sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be raised high in this life and high likewise in the hereafter. And likewise high in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had raised the mention and the status and the rank of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and likewise those who follow him. And likewise those who follow him, their status as well is high and lofty and raised. So they'll be safe from evils and harms, and they'll be safe from the foul path and ways of the people of misguidance, and they will have much goodness in this life. He says, وَكَذَلِكَ شُرُورُ الْآخِرَةِ وَآلَامُهَا وعذابها إنما هي موجبات مخالفة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ومقتضياتها. He says, likewise the evils of the hereafter, and the pains and the punishment, it's only because of that which opposing the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم necessitates. I mean, the outcome of that, in the hereafter, those pains and the punishment that one will face, the pains and the agonies and the regret and the hardships that, and the evils that one will face, وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ, and the hereafter, the reason for that and that which brought about those pains and the cause for that punishment is that he opposed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He opposed him and disobeyed him, did not comply to his commandment, nor did he refrain from and turn away from his prohibition sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's the outcome. Failure in this life hardship and evil and troubles and trials in this life, and likewise in the hereafter. And likewise in the hereafter. So Ibn Qayyim, he says, rahimahullah, فَعَادَ شَرُّ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ إِلَى مُخَالَفَةِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَمَا يَتَرَتَّبُ عَلَيْهِ فَلَوْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ أَطَاعُوا الرَّسُولَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَقَّ طَاعَتِهِ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ شَرٌّ قَطْ. So he said, the evils of this life and the hereafter, they all go back to opposing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that which comes about by way of that. So the all of the evils of this life and the hereafter, they all return back to opposing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that which comes about by way of that. So if the people were to obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the manner required, yani حق طاعته, and giving him his right truthfully, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there would be no evil in the world whatsoever. If all of mankind were to truly obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to fulfill the rights of this shahada, then there would not be any evil in the earth whatsoever. So he says now, rahimahullah, وَهَذَا كَمَا أَنَّهُ مَعْلُومٌ فِي الشُّرُورِ الْعَامَّةِ وَالْمَصَائِبِ الْوَاقِعَةِ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَذَلِكَ هُوَ فِي الشَّرِّ وَالْأَلَمِ وَالْغَمِّ أَلَّذِي يُصِيبُ الْعَبْدَ فِي نَفْسِهِ. He said, and just as this is well known from the general evils and calamities and hardships that befall, yani in the earth or in the lands, then likewise as well the evils and the pains and the distress and the worries that befall a person individually in himself. So he's saying his issue here is in the general aspect and likewise in the specific aspect as well. In general, all of the evils that occur, they return back to opposing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and disobeying him and not following him. And likewise in one's own self as well. The hardships that one faces in life and the unhappiness that one has and the distress that one has and the worries that one has and the heartache that one goes through in the life like this, all of this is brought about by opposing and disobeying and turning away from the obedience of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is a great key. This is a great key for success for a person in this life. If he would like to have happiness, if he's searching for happiness, if he's searching for joy, if he's searching for peace of mind, if he's searching for contentment in this life and satisfaction, and likewise in the hereafter, then let him learn about the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, beginning with his creed, the creed of at-tawheed, and beginning with the obligations that he has come with sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and likewise the prohibitions, and learning about his methodology in life and his way and his sunan and the laws that he has established by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he will find peace in this and happiness, and he will find joy and contentment, just as it has been narrated from the hadith of Suhaib al-Rumi radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله له خير. That how amazing is the affair of the believer. The believer meaning the one who has strong faith in that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with. Indeed, his affair, all of it is good. إن أمره كله له خير. That his whole affair, his whole life, everything that happens to him is good for him. فإن أصابته سرا شكر فكان خيرا له. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And if some good befalls him, then he will be thankful. So therefore, it will be good for him. When أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّا صَابَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And if some hardship or difficulty befalls him, then he will be patient. And it will be good for him. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. And this is not for anyone except for the believer. And even the one who has strong faith in that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with. He will have happiness and contentment by having the firm belief and creed of at-tawheed, and knowing that the command is the command of Allah, and that this life is in the hands of Allah. Nothing happens except with His permission, and according to His wisdom and His will. Tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that we are slaves, and we are tried and tested, and we will surrender to His command. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will remember our own deficiencies and our own sins, just as our Messenger would do sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and seek forgiveness often for our shortcomings and faults. In this manner, a believer, he will find a way out, and he will find peace, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid him and grant him happiness in his heart. And this is an affair of the heart, and it's something that you cannot purchase or buy. Rather, it is only from the Lord of the worlds. He is the only one who can grant happiness. He's the only one who can grant peace and contentment in the heart of a person. And this comes only by way of sincere faith. Sincere faith in that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. So again, these evils and these hardships and difficulties that we experience in life, many times it's because of our own sins. It's because of our own sins. It's mentioned that some of the Salaf, if they found that their family were treating them wrong or disobeying them or being rude with them and the likes like this, or if they found that their riding animals likewise would not cooperate with them, any meaning that the affairs of life started becoming difficult and things are not moving properly like they normally do, instead of blaming others, they would look into their self. They would look into their self and they would realize that they must have disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal, that they must have done something to anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they would leave and they would repent to Allah. They remember their own sins. Whenever life is not going smoothly and things are happening and occurring to them that is displeasing, that is not from their regular daily affairs, then they would think about their own self. And they will remember their own shortcomings and repent to Allah Azza wa Jal. And one of them would say that he would return home and his affairs and the household would be changed. And things would be good again and they would be respectful and the likes like this. So many times these hardships that we face or the dealings that we have with others that we dislike and the likes like this is because of our own sins. So to remember this issue and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that He has made the means of success in this life and the hereafter following His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and obeying Him. And this is what we have been ordered and this is what we are tried with. This is what we are tried with. Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا, that whatever the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you, then take it. And whatever He forbids you from, then leave it. Then leave it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ فَأْتُمْ مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ وَمَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ, that whatever I order you to do it as much as you can. And whatever I forbid you from, then leave it entirely. Then leave it entirely. So with regards to the commandments and the obligations, then a believer will perform them to the best of his ability. To the best of his ability. And whatever he's not able to do, he'll be excused and there'll be ease in this affair. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, صَلِّ قَائِمًا فَإِن لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَقَائِدًا فَإِن لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَى جَنْبٍ, that you must pray while you're standing. But if you're not able to, then pray while you're sitting. And if you're still not able to, then while you're on your side. Meaning the prayer must be established. And the origin is that one has to stand. But if he's not able to, then he can even sit down. Then he can even sit down in this circumstance. And even if he's not able to sit down, he still has to pray, but he can lay down. Ease will come for him. So he must fear Allah as much as he can in establishing these commandments that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has come with. As for the prohibitions, then that's not coupled with the ability, because everyone has the ability to leave something. And to do something now, this is according to one's ability, but leaving something, this does not require ability. If a person now were to see, for example, a large stone or a large rock, and somebody was asked to move it, if he's not strong enough, he will not be able to move it. So he will not be held accountable if he's not able to move it because he's not strong enough. But if somebody told another person who's strong and has lots of muscles, for example, to move it, he can pick it up and move it easily. He can pick it up and move it easily. So this one is according to his ability. This is with regards to doing something. Somebody ordered him to do something. But if somebody told both individuals, the strong one and the weak one, don't touch the rock, then both of them equally have the same ability to leave that alone and to not touch it. So therefore, with regards to the prohibitions, it's not coupled with ability. Rather, everybody must leave them. And this is for the benefit of one's own soul. And likewise, the benefit of the society and the benefit of the world in this life and the hereafter in general. This is what he's telling us, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And in reality, one, he will never be able to obey Allah until he obeys the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah, he mentioned this likewise, مَن يُطِعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ, that whoever obeys the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then indeed he has obeyed Allah. So the only way to truly obey Allah and to draw near to Him is to obey the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to follow His way. And this is the means for having happiness and success. So again, Ibn Qayyim, he mentions, فَكَذَلِكَ هُوَ فِي الشَّرِّ وَالْعَلَمِ وَالْغَمِّ أَلَذِي يُصِيبُ الْعَبْدَ فِي نَفْسِهِ فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ بِسَبَبِ مُخَالَفَةِ الرَّسُولِ. So likewise, all the evil and the pains and the worry or stress that befalls a person in his own life, in his own self, Then likewise, the reason for this is opposing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِلَّا فَطَاعَتُهُ هِيَ الْحِسْنُ الَّذِي مَنْ دَخَلَهُ فَهُوَ مِنَ الْآمِنِينَ وَالْكَهْفُ الَّذِي مَنْ لَجَأَ إِلَيْهِ فَهُوَ مِنَ النَّاجِينَ. He said, otherwise than obeying the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the strong fortress. This is the strong fortress that whoever enters it, then he is from those who are safe. And it is that that great refuge, I mean the cave, that the one who seeks refuge in, then he will be from those who are saved. Then he will be from those who are saved. And this is very similar to what Al-Imam Malik, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, that as-sunnatu safinatu nuh, as-sunnatu safinatu nuh, that the sunnah, learning the laws and the legal ways of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, safinatu nuh. This is the ship of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. Man rakibaha naja wa man takhallafa anha halaka. Whoever boards that ship, then he will be safe. Then he will be safe. And whoever turns away from that, then he will be drowned and he will be destroyed. So this is a beautiful example, and it's really precise. It's really precise. Yani from Al-Imam Malik rahimahullahu ta'ala. So in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent rain from the sky and from the ground. فَالْتَقَ الْمَاءَ. The water, it met. Yani the water from the sky and the water from the ground, it came together until it rose. Until it rose, and then the people, they were drowned. Nuh alayhi salam, he had revelation and he built the ship. He built the ship in the desert, and the people were mocking him and laughing at him. Mocking him and laughing at him. What are you doing building a ship in this manner like this? What are you going to do with a boat in the middle of the desert? What are you going to do with a boat here and there's no water here and the likes like this? Mocking him and laughing at him and saying that nobody follows you except for the lowlifes and the weak and the likes like this. And he had much trouble from his people, but he built the ship, and those who boarded along with him, whenever the command of Allah came, they were safe. They were safe, and by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla and by His grace, they were saved, while the rest of mankind, they were drowned and they were destroyed. They were drowned and they were destroyed. It's been mentioned, and Allah knows best, there was only 140 of them that boarded the ship with Him. There's only 140 of them that boarded the ship with Him, and the rest of the people, they were destroyed. They were drowned. They were drowned in the water and in the waves. Even His own son, because he was not upon the righteous and good path, likewise, he was drowned and he was lost and he was destroyed. So this is the case with the people of Nuh and the ship of Nuh. But likewise, after the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever does not follow his sunnah, then they will be drowned as well. They'll be drowned in misguidance, and they'll be drowned in deviation, and they'll be drowned in shubuhat and doubts and misconceptions and innovations, and they'll be drowned likewise in desires and whims and all of the foul and the lowly ways and the detestful and ways of corruption and indecency. So the way to be safe from the waves and the trials of life is to board the ship of the sunnah. The one who is following the sunnah, he will be raised high and he will be lofty, and he will be carried and he will remain afloat whenever the people there are drowning in misguidance, and whenever the people are there drowning in sins, and whenever the people there are drowning in deviation, and whenever the people there are drowning in innovation, whenever the people there are drowning in disobedience. And this is the case of much of the people today, especially in our society. If you see them, some of them are drowning. They're completely engulfed in sin, completely engulfed in innovation, completely engulfed in misguidance. If you see some of the masajid, it's as if you're looking at a completely different religion. The path that they're upon, you will not find the sunnah there whatsoever. You will find this way and that way and every way except for the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you meet some of the believers, likewise you will see them and you will not find any of the remnants of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of his sunnah on them. Rather, you will find misguidance, and if you didn't know any better, you might not even realize he's a believer or a Muslim. If you see him in the street, you might not even know to give him salam. You might not even know to give him salam, because there's no apparent sign whatsoever that he's a believer. That he's a believer drowning in misguidance and drowning in deviation and amazed with the ways of the people of al-jahiliyyah, waliyadu billah. Waliyadu billah. So the one who holds fast to the sunnah, he's going to be raised. He's going to be lofty. He's going to be safe. He says that, وَإِلَّا فَطَاعَتُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ فَهِيَ الْحِسْنُ الَّذِي مَنْ دَخَلَهُ فَهُوَ مِنَ الْآمِنِينَ وَالْكَهْفُ الَّذِي مَنْ لَجَأَ إِلَيْهِ فَهُوَ مِنَ النَّاجِينَ. And otherwise, then obeying the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a fortress. It's a fortress, al-hisn. Al-hisn literally is a fortress. A person, he'll be fortified. He fortifies himself with the sunnah. And this is a beautiful reference likewise too. And some of the people of knowledge, they have made a work with regards to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the daytime and the nighttime. And it's called Hisnu al-Muslim, the fortress of a Muslim. And he meaning that by learning this way, and learning these adhkar, and learning these ad'iyah and supplications, and implementing them in one's life, whenever he wakes up, and all throughout his day, whenever he puts on his clothes, and whenever he eats his food, and whenever he greets his family, and whenever he goes out of his house, and whenever he deals with his dealings, and whenever he pays a debt, or whenever he returns home, whatever the case may be, there is a remembrance, and there is a dhikr, and there is a du'a, a supplication that is proper for every circumstance and situation. And these are gathered in the likes of these books. And one of them is titled just like this, The Fortress of a Muslim. Because a believer, by learning these sunan and by learning these ways, he's able to fortify himself from the evils of this life. He's able to fortify himself by the permission of Allah from the evils of the unseen. There are affairs in this life that we cannot see. There are shayateen from the jinn that we cannot see them, but they can see us. إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ. That indeed, him and his tribe and his forces, they see you from where you cannot see them. And the shaitan, he can see us and we cannot see him. So learning the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a believer, he's able to fortify himself and to protect himself from the likes of this. Much troubles and trials that we have in our house is from not following the sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, whenever enter your home, you have to enter with the name of Allah. You have to enter with the name of Allah, or else the shaitan is going to enter with you. And whenever you eat your food, you have to eat your food with the name of Allah, or else the shaitan is going to eat with you. And the likes like this. And whenever you drink, and even whenever you have relations with your wife, likewise, you have to remember the name of Allah, or else the shaitan, he will be able to mislead and misguide that particular child if Allah decreed that a child will be born from that. From that relation. So to know this way and to be upon this way is a means to be safe from the devil and from the affairs of the unseen. A believer, he fortifies himself in this manner. Likewise, if a person is going to go to the restroom, akramakum Allah, and he's going to reveal his private parts, then he must do that with the name of Allah in order to protect himself from the eyes of the shayateen. From the eyes of the shayateen. So by learning the sunnah, and following that, indeed, this is a fortress and a means to fortify oneself. A means to fortify oneself from all types of evils of the unseen. From all types of evils of the unseen. Likewise, learning the adhkar after the salawat and the adhkar in the morning and the evening, this also is a means to protect oneself from the ayn. To protect oneself from the ayn. And also a means to protect oneself from magic and the magic and from the jealousy and the envy of others and the likes like this. By being diligent to remember and to mention these adhkar in the morning and the evening and after the obligatory prayer specifically and upon waking and upon sleeping. And upon waking and upon sleeping, this is a means to be protected. And likewise, the one who mentions and recites Ayatul Kursi before he goes to sleep. لا يزال عليه حافظون إلا أن يصبح. That there was going to remain with him an angel that will protect him until he wakes up in the morning. So all of this is a means to be fortified, to be strong, to be safe, and to be protected from these affairs. And this is what he's saying here. وَإِلَّا فَطَاعَتُهِ الْحِسْنُ الَّذِي مَنْ دَخَلَهُ فَهُوَ مِنْ الْعَامِنِينَ. Because otherwise, then obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the fortress. That whoever enters it, he will be from those who are safe. He'll be from those who are safe. And this is the greatest of all blessings, to be safe. To be safe from misguidance first and foremost, and to be safe from deviation, to be safe from shirk and polytheism, to be safe from attaching one's heart to the creation and turning away from the Creator, to be safe from innovation and misguidance, to be safe from sins and from actions of disobedience, to be safe from all types of harms in this life and in the hereafter. This is the greatest of all blessings. So this is from the benefit of at-tawheed, to be safe. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Those who believe and they do not mix their faith with oppression, then these are the ones they have safety, and they are the ones who are guided. So the ظُلْم here first and foremost is shirk, but likewise there are other types of dhulm as well, and like innovation is a type of dhulm that one must stay away from. He must stay away from shirk, the major shirk and the minor shirk, and likewise from the innovation, And also from the action of a disobedience in this manner, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمِّنُ. They will have complete, and الْأَمِّنَ التَّامِ. الْأَمِّنَ التَّامِ. He will have complete safety in this manner like this. وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. They're the ones who are guided. Likewise, and this is also going to be complete and perfect whenever that faith is strong and complete and perfect. And he following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam properly. وَالْكَهْفَ الَّذِي مَنْ لَجَأَ إِلَيْهِ فَهُوَ مِنَ النَّاجِينَ. And likewise, the obedience of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like a cave. The cave that whoever seeks refuge in it, then he will be from those who are safe. So he says, رَحِمَهَ فَعُلِمَ أَنَّ شُرُورِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ إِنَّمَا هِيَ الْجَهْلُ بِمَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولُ صلى الله عليه وسلم والخروج عنه. So he says it's known now. So now it is known that the evils of this life and the hereafter, it is only because of ignorance. Ignorance of that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with, and turning away from that. And turning away from that. The evils of this life and the evils of the hereafter, the reason for that is ignorance. Al-jahlu. Al-jahlu bima ja'a bihi al-rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Of ignorance. Ignorance of that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with, and turning away from that. He says, وَهَذَا بُرْهَانٌ قَاطِعٌ عَلَى أَنَّهُ لَا نَجَاةَ لِلْعَبْدِ وَلَا سَعَادَةَ إِلَّا بِاجْتِهَادِهِ فِي مَعْرِفَةِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عِلْمًا وَالْقِيَامِ بِهِ عَمَلًا وَالْقِيَامِ بِهِ عَمَلًا. And he says, likewise, رَحِيمَهَ اللَّهُ, that here we see now there is a decisive proof. There's a cutting evidence now. It's very clear that there's no means of safety for a person. Likewise, no happiness except by striving. Striving, bijtihadi, illa bijtihadihi. Except by striving and making one's utmost effort to know that which the prophets, that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. Yani in knowledge and establishing that in application. In application. So this is the most important thing in life. To learn what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent with, what he came with, what he called to, what he was upon, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his creed and his belief, and also in his worship and his way and in his laws, and that which he allowed and that which he forbade, and that which he declared to be obligatory, and that which he mentioned is forbidden and impermissible, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, al-qiyami bihi amala, and then to establish that in an application. In application. So therefore, to have knowledge and application. Knowledge of that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with, and to implement that in one's life in this manner, a person, he can have safety and savior. And likewise, he can have peace and happiness in this life and the hereafter. After this, he says, رَحِيمُهَ وَكَمَالُ هَذِهِ السَّعَادَةِ بِأَمْرَيْنْ أَخَرَيْنْ. And the perfection of this happiness is going to be by way of two other affairs. So he mentioned two affairs. The only way to have happiness truly is to establish these two affairs. What are they? Knowledge of that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent with, and applying that in one's life. Applying that in one's life. Because if a person, he's ignorant of that way, he does not know, then how could he apply it? Then how could he apply it? And if he knows but he doesn't apply it, then how could he have success? Then how could he have success? So there must be knowledge, correct knowledge of that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, and then likewise applying that properly and in the correct manner for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. In this manner, a person, he will find happiness. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he's saying, but the perfection and the completion of that happiness will only be by way of two other affairs. And he will reach happiness, but in order to have the perfect and complete happiness, he must add along with these two affairs, two more affairs. Two more affairs. He says, أَحَدُهُمَا دَعْوَةُ الْخَلْقِ إِلَيْهِ وَثَانِي صَبْرُهُ وَجِهَادُهُ عَلَى تِلْكَ الدَّعْوَةِ. He said the first affair is that he must call the people to that. That he must call the people to that. And the second affair is that he must be patient and strive against his soul in that call. So he's mentioning here the first issue to be happy and to have success is to have knowledge. Knowledge of that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent with. And likewise, to implement and to apply that knowledge in one's life, in this manner, a person, he will find happiness and joy. And then the perfection of that joy and happiness will only come about whenever after that he starts to call others to that goodness that he's upon, to that knowledge that he's upon, and those actions and that good way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he has found in his life, the sweetness of faith, the sweetness of obedience, the sweetness of following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and taking him as a role model. Whenever a person tastes this sweetness, now he wants to share that with others. Now he wants to share that with others, and therefore he will start calling and being a means to help others likewise find that sweetness and follow that way. And then also he, in being patient upon that and consecutive and consistent upon that way himself, then at this time he will find the complete happiness and complete joy. So Ibn Qayyim, he says, فَانْحَصَرَ الْكَمَالُ الْإِنسَانِ فِي هَذِهِ الْمَرَاتِبِ الْأَرْبَعِ. So human perfection has been summarized in these four levels here. If a person wants to know how can he reach perfection, any human perfection, the best that he can be, the best that a person can be in this life, the highest level of one of us could reach in this life, he's saying that this is in four affairs. إِحْدَاهَا الْإِلْمُ بِمَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the first one is to have knowledge of that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. الثانية العمل به. The second issue is to implement that and apply that in one's life. الثالثة بثه في الناس ودعوتهم إليه. And the third one is to spread that amongst the people and to call to that knowledge and that action, to call to that way. الرابعة صبره وجهاده في أدائه وتنفيذه. The fourth issue is that one must be patient and one must strive in implementing that and performing that and executing that. And he must strive to continue in learning that affair and seeking knowledge and teaching and spreading that knowledge, and likewise implementing and applying that and calling to it. He must continue upon these ways. And in this manner, he will reach Kamal al-Insani. Al-Kamal al-Insani, the complete human perfection. Human perfection, because the best of mankind, they were the prophets and messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And the best of them, they are ulul azmi min ar-rusul, five of them. And the best of them is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this is what they were upon. This is their way. So they're the most complete and perfect of mankind. They're the best of mankind, the best and the most upright and the favored and most blessed of all of mankind are the prophets and messengers, alayhim wassalatu wassalam, and the best of them is our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this is their way, and this is his way. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي, this is my path. This is my path. أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ, I call to Allah. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, upon insight, me and those who follow me. Me and those who follow me, was subhanallah wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen, and glorified is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm not from the pagans or polytheists. So the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to call to Allah upon insight, and those who truly follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have the greatest portion and claiming to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, there are those who call to his path upon insight. Upon insight, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. So Ibn Qayyim, he says, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, وَمَنْ تَطَلَّعَتْ هِمَّتُهُ إِلَى مَعْرِفَةِ مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّحَابَةِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَأَرَادَ اتِّبَاعَهُمْ فَهَذِهِ طَرِيقَتُهُمْ حَقًّا. So whoever his desire and his concern is lifted to understand that and to know that which the companions were upon, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whoever has high desire and zeal and concern, whoever is wondering and would like to find out what the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were upon, he says, and he would like to follow them, he says, then this is their path in truth. then this is their path in truth. If a person, he wanted to know what the noble companions, radiallahu anhum, they were upon, and he wanted to follow them, radiallahu anhum, then he's saying, فَهَذِهِ طَرِيقَتُهُمْ حَقَّا. This is their path truthfully. This is their path truthfully. Any the path of learning that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with, and applying that, and abiding by that, and calling people to that, and being patient upon that way. Being patient upon that way. Likewise, these four points here, they are the issues with regards to jihad and nafs. This is the way of the companions likewise. Jihad and nafs, striving against one's soul. One must strive against one's soul to learn that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent with. And then one must strive against one's soul in order to implement that in his life and to abide by it and to apply it, to comply to it, to live upon it. Yani wherever he's at, wherever he may go, to abide by those rulings, to abide by the legislation, but to abide by the limits and the laws and the regulations that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent with. Yani inwardly and outwardly, in his heart, in his mind, in his soul, in his actions likewise, in every aspect of his life. And then also to strive against his soul, to help others upon that way. To help others upon that way, and to strive against one's soul, to be patient and to be steadfast upon doing that until hatta yatiyaka al-yaqeen, until certainty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Meaning until one's soul, he leaves his body and he is upon that path. All of these issues here, likewise, they have been summarized in a beautiful and short and brief and concise chapter in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Who knows what that chapter is? Huh? Surat Al-Asr. Surat Al-Asr. How is that? Huh? Uh-huh. How does Surat Al-Asr start? Wal Asri? What does Wal Asri mean? Huh? By the time. What does that mean, by the time? Someone has said to you right now, by the time. Can we say that? Is it allowed for me to say that to you? And reading the Quran, no doubt, but Allah, he said that, by the time. He's swearing by the time. Can you swear by the time?
No.
Huh? If you follow that way, if you know that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, you know you can't swear by the time. Only Allah can swear by the time. Allah, he swears by whatever he wills from his creation. As for the human beings, they only swear by
Allah,
the creator of the creation. Wallahi. You can only swear by Allah Azza wa Jalla. So Allah, he says, wal asr, but we say, wallahi. Wallahi. If we want to swear, we can only swear by Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, he swears by the time. What is that? What does one benefit from that? Allah, he swears by the time. Wal asr. By the time. What is the benefit of that? Time is very important. Time is very important. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he swears by something, it's an indication of the greatness of that thing. And that there are many signs indicating the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal by reflecting upon that thing. By reflecting upon that thing. And Allah, he swears by something from his creation that indicates the greatness of the creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise the importance of that thing that he's swearing by. So here Allah is swearing by al-asr. Wal asr. Yani the asr is al-dahr, yani the time in general. The time in general. But even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other portions of his book, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he swore by other parts of the time. Like what? Wal layl. Wal duha. Wal layl. What is that? And by the night. Wal duha. What is that? And by the morning time. The morning time, huh? Huh? Wal duha. Huh? Wal fajr. Ahsanta. Swearing by the fajr. Wal fajr. And by the fajr. Any the time of the fajr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's swearing by the time in general in Surah Al-Asr. And in other chapters or other portions of the Quran, he swears by other portions of the time. This is an amazing affair, the fajr time, whenever the universe is in this position until the light comes in this manner. It was dark and now the light starts to come. And whenever it comes gently. And little by little, and the darkness goes away and the light comes. Yani in the most subtle and beautiful manner. In the most subtle and beautiful manner. And then whenever the light comes, what time is that? Now all of a sudden it's duha. It was fajr. First it was layl, and then it was fajr, and then it's duha. Then it's duha. And then now the light comes. And the deeds of the daytime are not the deeds of the nighttime. And the deeds of the nighttime are not the deeds of the daytime. And the deeds of today are not the deeds of yesterday. And the deeds of last night are not the deeds of tonight. Time is the place where the people, they perform their actions. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that Allah, he stretches his hands in the daytime for those who sinned, in the nighttime to repent, and he stretches his hands in the nighttime for those who are sinning in the daytime to repent. And he saw the opportunity, yani, to repent is open so long as time is there for a person, so long as a person has time. And before time is over and his life ends. وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ. So this is great signs in the time, and the great signs of the power of Allah. Great signs and the power of Allah. Allah, he says, what do he say about the time? تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا سِرَاجًا مَقَامًا مُنِيرًا وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَيَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ الشُّكُورًا. This is from the wisdom of the alteration of night and day for a person to ponder and reflect and to show thanks to Allah. To take admonition and reminder and to show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal. To show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He swore by the time. What asr? About what? Swearing about what? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. That indeed the human being is in loss. لَفِي خُسْرٍ. He's in loss. And he didn't say subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's a loser. لَفِي خُسْرٍ. That indeed, verily, he's in loss. And meaning he's surrounded, engulfed in loss. He's a complete loser. He's engulfed in loss. Like those who are drowned. Drowned, those who are not following the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are they doing? فِي خُسْرٍ. They're engulfed in loss and covered and surrounded in failure from all directions and all sides. But there's an exception here. Who is that? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا what? وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except for those who believe and work righteous deeds. This is what he's referring to here. That's the first two steps that he's mentioning. Except for those who believe, and except for those who believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and everything he came with. And everything he came with and everything he brought. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except for those who believe. And you believe in Allah and believe in the last day. And in order to do that, you must believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the one who brought the revelation. And by the command of Allah, he is the one who conveyed that which was revealed to him from his Lord. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, to believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in everything that he was sent with. To have no doubts about that. To have no doubts about that. In order to do that, what do you have to have? Knowledge. Knowledge. So therefore, this requires knowledge. So this is the first point here, knowledge. Knowledge of what? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, and believing in that wholeheartedly and truthfully. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And then they implemented that and applied that in their life. In this manner, a person, he will find? Huh? Happiness. He will find happiness. Anybody who never did that before, then he knows experienced life. For example, somebody who experienced and tasted the bitterness and the foul way of disbelief, of Christianity, or of disbelief, or the pop culture, the way of the society, and the likes like this. And then he found out, by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and about his way. And then he started to learn that way, and he tasted the sweetness of that. He will realize, subhanallah, this is a great difference. There's a great difference in life now. It's as if he's alive now before he was dead. As if he's found a pathway now. He can see and there's light, and before he was in darkness. And the likes like this, the goodness of that way, the happiness and the joy that comes from that. And then the more the person learns about the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the more he tries to apply that, the more happiness he will find. The more happiness he will find. So if we were to say, for example, to some new Muslim, if a person came in today and he accepted Islam, what are we going to tell him about the ways he was upon before? Keep them all? What's he going to have to do? He's going to have to make adjustments. He's going to have to change some things in his life. He's going to have to turn away from some things that his heart is attached to. Some of the ways of his poor forefather and his people. He's going to have to change the way that he lives. He's going to have to change the way that he thinks. He's going to have to change the way that he believes. All of that's going to have to change after believing in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the case for somebody who accepts Islam and comes to us. And he, as a new Muslim, and likewise, this is the case for many of the people who were born into Islam and did not learn the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, they have to change some of the things that their forefathers were upon. And this is from learning the issues of Jahiliyyah, because many of our forefathers from the Muslims, they were not upon the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're not upon a good way. They're not upon a good way. Many of them, they are not upon the Sunnah truly. Some of them, even today, they're upon misguidance, they're upon deviation, they're upon misunderstanding. They're not upon the clear path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not in creed, not in belief, not in methodology, not in worship, not in salat, not in fasting, not in manners. And a lot of the affairs are wrong. Innovations have been introduced and misguidance and deviations have been introduced until many people that believe that that's the right way, and it's not the right way. It's in conflict and contradiction to that which is found in the books of hadith clearly. In contradiction to that which is found in the books of hadith that is authentic on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and like daylight, contrary to that. So these things, they have to change. A person has to change them, whether he's a new Muslim or an old Muslim. That's my point. And to comply to that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, and this time he will find happiness. At this time he will find happiness. Wallahi, he will find happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "In tuti'uhu tahtadu." If you obey him, you will be guided. If you are guided, you have nothing but happiness. Guidance is happiness. Guidance is happiness. Guidance from the Lord of the worlds is happiness, is joy, is bliss, is satisfaction, is peace, is ease, is contentment. It's nothing but good. Guidance from Allah Azza wa Jalla is nothing but good. It's the best thing in this life. It's the best thing in this life. Allah has made a condition to obtain guidance, obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In tuti'uhu tahtadu. If you obey him, you will be guided. Meaning, if you don't obey him, then how could you expect to be guided? So if you don't obey him, then how can you expect to be happy? The happiness that one finds in disobeying the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coupled with bitterness, it's coupled with sadness, it's coupled with hardship, it's coupled with agony, it's coupled with pains, it's coupled with problems, it's coupled with much hardship. But the happiness that is in obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is pure happiness and pure joy. Even the hardship that one finds in obeying the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coupled with sweetness. With sweetness, a person, he will obey the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and go through the hardships because of this. Maybe people will laugh at him, Wahhabi, or maybe they'll say, "Why you got your pants like this? Or why are you dressed like that? Are you not hot, sister?" Like the people that say the likes of these things like this. But the one, he does it for the sake of Allah, he will find happiness. He'll go through that hardship and then it'll be like a joy in his heart. Alhamdulillah, may Allah guide them. Alhamdulillah, I'm not tried like they're tried. And the likes like this, it'll be a favor and a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except for those who believe and work righteous deeds. In this manner, a person, he finds joy. He finds happiness. We ask Allah to make us from those who are happy and those who experience true peace and happiness and sa'ad in this life and the hereafter. Us and our loved ones and all of the believers. And then to complete that and to perfect that, what? وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. And they cooperate, they advise one another, they order one another mutually to establish the truth. To establish the truth. What does that mean? To establish that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon and came with. To establish that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon and came with. Any of the sunnah. And also they order each other and advise one another to be patient. To be patient upon all of that. To be patient upon seeking knowledge. To be patient upon applying that knowledge and abiding by that knowledge. To be patient upon learning the knowledge of the obligations. And learning the knowledge of the prohibitions. To be patient upon learning the knowledge of the halal. To learning the knowledge of haram. To be patient upon learning the sacred rites of al-Islam. And learning how to make tahara properly. And to make ghusl properly. And whenever it's an obligation to make wudu. And whenever it's an obligation to make ghusl. And learning how to pray properly. وَصَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. And learning how to make zakat properly. Who has to make zakat? Who doesn't have to make zakat? When he has to make zakat? Which money I have to make zakat on? How much I have to make? When is it obligatory? When is it not obligatory? All of these affairs like this. To learn these issues. When is fasting obligatory? When is it not obligatory? When is it allowed for me to break my fast? When is it preferred for me to break my fast? Can I fast today? Can I not fast tomorrow? The likes like this. To learn these laws and these rules that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. To be diligent upon that way requires patience. Requires patience, requires sincerity, requires truthfulness for a person to give up much of his time and to turn away from the avenues and the ways of the people of this life, to sit in the masjid and the likes, to learn and to review and to go over the knowledge and to memorize the Quran and to memorize the hadith and to review the mutun and the text and to go over them time after time and to study them and to review them and to learn them and to teach them and the likes like this. This requires great patience, great patience. So therefore, those who are upon that way, they have the best of happiness and the best of joy. And the completion of their happiness comes from teaching and calling and being patient upon that way. Being patient upon that way. Because a person, whenever he helps others, then this is the greatest means for Allah to help him. If you want to have good in this life, then you help others. And the most beloved of the slaves to Allah are those who are most beneficial for others. This has been mentioned. And from the likes of Ibn Qayyim, those who are the have the greatest portion of happiness in this life, there are those who are helping others be happy, helping others, aiding others to follow the right path, to follow the good way. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense them by giving them a greater happiness and making them more firm and steadfast. More firm and steadfast. So in this manner, a person, he will find the peak of joy and happiness. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. In this manner, a person, he finds happiness and joy. And anybody who is not upon this way, then he's a loser. So if somebody were to come to you and say to you, for example, that you must know, may Allah have mercy on you, it's an obligation for you to learn four affairs. And he said the first one is knowledge. And that is knowledge of Allah, knowledge of His Prophet, and knowledge of Islam with proofs. And then to apply that. And then to call others to that. And then to be patient. What will you say to him? Jazakallahu khairan. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.